If you want to start monetizing your podcast, sign up for Podmetrics. Head to podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE when you sign up. That's podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE. The company Cebu has now moved to its new location in Cebu IT Park. It is now located at the 8th floor of the Mabuhay Tower. You can check out the awesome new space there or their Mandaue branch. You can also take advantage of their other spaces in Japan, Singapore, Bangkok, and Hawaii if you become a member. You can book a visit through bit.ly/tccvisit and use the promo code GREATORLIFE50. That's bit.ly/tccvisit with the promo code GREATORLIFE50. This lets them know that I sent you. For more info, check them out at thecompany.ph or through Facebook and Instagram at The Company Cebu. Thank you so much to The Company Cebu for sponsoring the podcast. What are your thoughts on Christmas starting in September here in this country?
I don't really, for me, I think because all my life I grew up here in the Philippines, I grew up here in Cebu, so I don't really see, it doesn't bother me, or like some other people say, oh, it's so early, or like what, playing Christmas songs now, or like, you know, but for me it's like I don't really mind it. I Christmas is like, I mean, I enjoy Christmas and I don't mind people celebrating it. I mean, like already playing Christmas songs and like talking about Christmas in September. Yeah, I think it really depends, because like my family, we usually put up Christmas decorations in November na. And I know some of my friends, I know that they already like are starting to decorate their house or even buy Christmas gifts as early as now.
Yeah, if you think about it, it's kind of practical to do things step by step. It's like it's kind of a blessing in disguise that our Christmas season starts in September, because you get to divide and conquer your Christmas duties. Like
for sure, decorating. For sure.
Like decorating or gift giving. Like you can basically buy your gifts during like from 9/9 to 12/12. But don't buy it in 12/12. It won't arrive on time. What is wrong? What is wrong with you if you do? 11/11 is your last stand.
Yeah, that's their sales, no? Yeah. So
it's
very practical. You can say it's practical. It's like you get to plan ahead, you know, and buy gifts ahead of time before the prices go up. So
I don't know if people buy a Christmas tree, let's say January of the next year, buy it way early so that it's on sale, and so you don't have to worry about that when it reaches December, and then like that usually gets more expensive that time. I don't know.
Maybe some people they buy, but yeah.
One more thing. What do your cats think of Christmas?
I know what they think about it. But I sometimes buy them gifts, and I sometimes like put Santa hat on them. But I'm sure like in their minds, I don't know, it's just another day.
Like lol, what?
Yeah, maybe they're just my mom's crazy, she's letting me wear all these things, or but I don't know. I know what they're thinking.
Yeah, like yesterday I saw someone like in a mall having a pet on the stroller, and it's like
If yeah, that could be a fine way to contain a pet.
Yeah.
There, rather than let them leash and then, like, you know, they could cause chaos around the mall.
True. Yeah. I do that. I have a stroller. I own a stroller for my cats, and I when I used to live in Manila, I go to the mall with them. Here, not so much. I only tried once, but in Manila, I lived in a condo which was near to the mall, and it was pet friendly. So I got to bring them almost every day, and yeah.
That's fortunate. Like, you know, not everyone gets to gets to do yeah. that. So, you know.
Yeah, I was the full-time cat mama.
I'll probably never relate to any person's, like, if they have a pet, like, I would never relate, because we have a no pet rule in this house, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But someone, that's fine. I mean, pets are nice, but yeah. Okay, so to have no pets, I mean, less responsibilities.
I mean,
you can go out whenever you want to.
Well, I mean, one responsibility gets taken away, another takes its place. Right. You know, life.
That's true. Yeah. But it's really a lot to manage having animals or having pets. Yeah.
It's really curious what goes on in the mind of animals. Like, do they really think for themselves? I mean, in some way, I guess, but I don't know.
But I believe they have a soul. I know. I feel like, because yeah, when I look at them in the eye, I feel something. And so I don't know. And they remind me. They remind me to be here, to be present, to be in the moment. Because sometimes I get, you know.
You get lost in the future or whatever that is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. I get lost or I feel anxious. But they're there to, like, just remind you, hey, you're here. You're fine. You're okay.
In some way, they remind you that you shouldn't dwell on the future. They probably won't be there in the future. Who knows? Just stay here with me in the present. Don't keep dwelling in the future. Yeah, I wish cats have their own, like, talking voices in their heads. I don't know.
Yeah, and we can read them. I mean, we can listen or we can read them.
Cats having a podcast in their head.
Yeah, they're just talking to their other fellow cat.
Yeah, through telepathy. Okay, this is getting random. Okay, yeah. I'm going to start the episode before I dwell into topics before it won't make sense at all.
Serious? Before serious na.
I mean, we will get serious. Yeah, I mean, we will get chill still, but, like, not this. I don't want it to devolve into nonsense. Yeah.
Okay. Hit me with your card.
Okay.
Questions.
Go. Let the podcast begin in 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to The Creator Life with Julie and CB. That's me. It's a podcast that makes sense of how different people live their lives as creators. Main episodes come out on Fridays and Creative Tidbits episodes pop up on Wednesdays. Follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you use to listen to podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, leaving a rating and review on this podcast really helps me out. Here's the episode. On this week's episode, this is going to be one of the most, I don't know how to say it correctly, chillest or the most chill. English is weird. I don't know. So I have here my guest for this episode, Marianne Dungog. She's the podcaster behind The Cat Hour. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
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 Yeah.
Hello, creator life.
Yeah, the lifers. Someone randomly just brought that up to me, and it's like, how do you call your listeners the lifers? That lifers just sounds weird.
Lifers.
That
I like it.
I mean, I like it too, but you know, I don't explicitly say that. That just sounds weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds like a cult in a way. Yeah.
Okay lang.
I mean, it's fine. Okay Raman. Not really a problem, but you know, sometimes you have you have this level of decency that you have, and then you don't want to go down that nonsensical rabbit hole a lot. Yeah. Otherwise, you won't make sense. Yeah.
True.
Anyway. So,
hello.
So, my first question is, what made you want to start podcasting? Because last time I checked, you're in two podcasts, not just one. The Cat Hour isn't your first go around.
Well, I myself listen to a lot of podcasts. Most of them are comedy. And I usually just play it because I really listen. I'm not the one like just I play it in the background. No, it's not in the background. I'm really listening. I'm sitting down and listening to the podcast. That's how much I like have my time invested in listening to podcasts as like because other people play it in the background or when they're driving or when they're cooking. I do that too. I do that like I play the podcast, but if I am really into the topic or the subject, I just sit down and listen. So, and then I don't know, something in me wanted to do podcasting. At first it was more like I wanted to try storytelling, not I mean that can still be podcasting. I know there are storytelling podcasts.
Yeah, they're basically podcasts that are basically just about stories of stuff.
About not stories,
really,
right?
Yeah. Not really so, like, oh, this is an interview show or oh, this
yeah,
is news.
Yeah, not an interview show, yeah. Yeah, correct. So in my school, I was exposed to doing radio drama and that inspired me a bit. So I kind of want to do a whole production just by sound, just by audio, not video. Although I also like filming and, you know, videography. But so I was thinking, it would be nice to produce something that's like there's a script and I thought of that first. Like I wanted that first, like a storytelling type, like with the background effects pa, you know, like the
Yeah.
We have here the radio drama. Yeah. We have here the radio drama, but like mine is like example, like there's a guy and a girl, and you can hear the guy's voice. They're having a conversation, and you can hear the door. Like the girl goes in the door, and then you hear the door and the footsteps and something like a whole production.
Uh-huh.
I haven't tried that yet, but I really am really interested in doing that. So, but then I also thought, it would be nice to talk to people or share their stories. And I did try alone. Okay, this was 2017, I think, the first time I actually recorded myself alone. And I was thinking, maybe I can do it alone. That's fine. No guest. And then when I started recording myself, I couldn't even say anything. I was like, hello. Like, I didn't know where to start. Or I didn't know where to, like I wasn't comfortable with the fact that no one's going to respond to what I'm saying or to reply to me. It was just like, diba, because you have to like sort of pretend that you're talking to someone, and just say and just do the conversation without a reply, a response, if you do a solo podcast. So I was thinking, never mind. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I don't know when I'll do it. But so fast forward 2019, and I met my partner. He also wanted to do a podcast. So we made Stay Neptune podcast together. That's the podcast that you've seen for sure.
Yep.
So we made that, and it was cool because I got to talk to someone, and I can hear a response, and it was the two of us, and it was like, I like it. I like the dynamic that's happening. Like, I like having someone to talk to. And then we had guests, so which was fun because, like, I feel like there's no dead air ba. Like, it's like, because, you know, most of them are friends, but so it's like we can just talk to them. And like, so yeah, and that had to stop because my partner had to leave Cebu, so we didn't get to do episodes for Stay Neptune. And then this year I decided I really want to do my own. And I kind of want to make it into a show eventually. I want to make it into like a show and have segments and have, but that's like in the future maybe. So yeah, the Cat Hour, and I thought about that name maybe like months ago, but like, or maybe last year, pa. Actually, last year, I think
that far back.
I think I've been planning like for a long time, and I had so many doubts because it's just, you know, it's me, and then I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll have guests, you know. So it, I'll get used to talking to the mic, or getting used to talking. So yeah, a lot of like doubting myself, I don't think I can do it because I'm alone. But then I don't know, this gut feeling in me is like,
just do it.
Who cares? Yeah, just do it. Yeah, and I feel like I have many things to share, and I feel like my friends or people that I know are very special, and that their stories I want to share through the Cat Hour Pod. So yeah, that's how I like. It's a lot of inspiration for sure from other podcasts that I listen to, but most like my I really just want to share stories, and I think that's what also like the creator life is.
Yep.
About, yeah. No? Yeah.
And yeah.
It's nice that we have this.
Yeah, platform. That's why I kind of tease you, like, oh, competition, blah blah blah. No, I mean, we're fine. We're basically all in this. Yeah, I know. One
together. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not. This is what I like about things like this. It's because, you know, sometimes where there are certain niches of content creation where they have this infighting whatsoever. And like, I'm grateful that I'm not in any of those, because that's a whole can of worms that I don't want to open, you know. I mean, you tend to make enemies from time to time, like intentionally or unintentionally.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things you didn't really consider, like whatever you say, whatever you do. And so that's where you make those enemies. But for the most part, if you're good, then you're good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the entertainment world is a bit, for me now, it's like with all the cancel culture and and everything that's going on now, I feel like it's, there's so much, I think there's so much negativity wherein, like, how about, you know, let's try to be patient with one another or understand each other more, other than, you know, starting fights or talking bad about someone or, you know, people. I mean, because we're all learning, you know, we're all learning and everything is just happening so fast. I think that there's no space and time to learn things. And or like people just expect you to learn right away. Ano ba? Like I think, I don't know, we just need time to learn and to give way to, you know, people or things.
There's this thing like, you know, when new people come in and then the old people do some gatekeeping kind of thing, you're like, oh, you don't belong, blah, 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 blah. And you, I mean, there are those cases, but then, you know, when you learn to filter out the noise,
you just definitely.
Do your thing, then, you know, you grow until you grow big and you're big enough that you can't be ignored.
Yeah, and I think it's, I don't know, I mean, I don't know a lot of podcasters here in Cebu yet. I'm getting to know, you know, the community, but you know what? I always encourage everyone, if they feel like I'm doing a podcast, because I think this kind of platform is so different. It's different, and it's also, like, for me, it's really good because you can be more honest and pure and genuine, and other than, you know, I mean, there are other, of course, like we have YouTube and Instagram, and yeah, but I think podcasting is a bit more honest for me and pure also. There's something about it that's truth. I mean, that's truthful about it. Or like you can get to know someone really more by, you know, talking to them. And yeah, it's a different platform. And I encourage everyone to, you know, if they feel like making a podcast, go. Because if you're thinking about it, like I was thinking before, then you just have to do it.
Yeah. You know, and like Nike. You know, like Nike. just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were touching on your podcasts, your podcasting journey there. And so I wanted to dive a bit deeper. What were the most memorable things that you and your partner did doing the Neptunes or Stay Neptune podcast?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the memorable was, I think every time I get to upload an episode, I think for me that's always memorable, or like just having to finish like the conversation and having getting to know the guest more from talking to them. I think those things are very memorable, and because that's moment captured in through audio, and it's so nice how you can actually listen to it again and you know, it's there forever. You can I don't know, it's like a memory. It's like a nice memory. A nice memory of that time. And I guess it's also storytelling. It's like storytelling, like that's what's that nice about like technology now, and like having all these things in our hands. But like, I mean, us recording now, it's like we can't go back to this moment, you know. And I mean, we can go back to this moment by listening to it, but I mean the moments just once, and then it's like film. It's like when you're watching a movie. It's they make it into like a story, and we enjoy it, we watch it, and we feel things when we listen to these things, or we watch these movies, we feel emotions. And That's how I really feel about listening to podcasts, you know, and it makes me happy. And yeah, I think the sharing part is the most memorable. Like, you know, when you get to share it with a lot of people online.
Yeah, I agree. Like, right now I'm doing two podcasts, both are running. They're not when I initially thought of this, like, can I do this? Is this something I should be even doing? Like, yes, I want to do a tech podcast, but you still have another one, and you still have a blog to maintain, and then you still have a day job.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, what is wrong with you, Julian? Why are you doing this to yourself? But then,
I say,
screw it, I'm just going to do it. And
Yeah,
it's been kind of busy be quite fair.
Take it easy, because
eventually. Yeah. I mean, the nice thing about my other podcast, which is the tech one, is that I can do it myself. Like, worst case scenario, I can just do it by myself. I've reached 3 years of the creator life to the point that, even though I still cringe every time I hear my voice, I'm already used to it.
Yeah.
I've been editing all of these episodes with my voice in it. So
we're the same. I still cringe a bit and I hear my voice.
Like, you don't grow to love it. It's either you grow to love it or you just get used to it, even though it's like, ugh.
Yeah, you'll get, I think it's the getting used to it. Yeah, for me, I think the getting used to it now, you just deal with it.
Yeah, same just
get it over. Yeah.
Oh, well. Like, when I do editing now, I try to get rid of as many ums as I can, or us. I didn't really mind it in the beginning. But then eventually I kept listening to it. It's like, okay, this is very annoying. So I'll be deleting these as much as I can, unless it's like impossible to edit. Question, do you even edit your episodes, or you just record and then like
I do. I used to, I'm very used to using Audition, but currently I don't have that in my laptop now, but I'm trying to download it. So I know a little bit of audio stuff, because I used to work as an audio narrator, and I edit my own narrations. Some of my recordings, I edit my own. So that was my advantage also before starting the podcast. I have a background of how this goes, the recording part, the technical part of it. So
that's nice. At least you're not going in blind, unlike a certain person.
Yeah, definitely.
I was referring to me.
Oh, but wow. I mean, you know, you've come this far.
Yeah. 3 years is
so pain. You learned so much.
when I first started, it was like, okay, I don't care what my setup was. It is just a literal laptop mic and just a laptop mic.
Yeah.
And I had guests. There were like two of them. So like, we'll just be going near the freaking laptop mic and see if this works.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's already good. That's already
but you know, having a dedicated mic for this is so much better.
For sure.
Way better. I don't know if I'm planning to get another one, just so that when I eventually get to do in-person interviews again,
I have another mic ready.
Diba? Like, I get our situation that like we can't just
in-person interviews.
So like I just talked to a content creator friend, and then he said that he wants to have me on his future podcast. I'm not mentioning any names so that I won't be spoiling any plans. But yeah, he mentioned that, and then he said in person, it's like, this is kind of hard. I just wish the situation would be better and we don't get a repeat of last year. Remember last year where everyone suddenly got out, and then a month later, it's like, okay, cases went up. Joy!
Another lockdown. That's so sad.
Yeah, that's guys, let's not go through that again, even though most of us have the vaccine.
I know, wear your mask.
Yeah, that mask. Too. Mask up. So, as we record this, you've only done 3 episodes of The Cat Hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another episode is coming out on Friday.
Yeah, as we record this. You know, this would probably come out like well after that.
But on Friday also.
Happy Friday. It's on a Friday, but like on a future Friday. But like, okay. how's your journey so far with this new podcast of yours? Is it did it feel different for you?
I'm more comfortable, definitely now. I'm more comfortable now. So I want in person. I want to see my friends. I want to talk to them in person, and for sure, I'm gonna do that because I want. I want with video. In the future, I want with video, so that will be the plan. But yeah, so far it's good. I mean, I got to talk. I got to catch up with my friends, and for now, it's going to be super chill. There's nothing like super extra going on yet, but.
Let your friends promote the podcast.
That's
what I noticed. Yeah. I mean, that's honestly the best way to market yourself. It's like, you just tell your friends that you're doing this and that.
Yeah, it's just sharing. Yeah. Share it to your friends. And then, I mean, I kind of want it to just spread naturally or like I'm not gonna spend anything anything to promote or whatever.
You probably will in the future though when you want to have a guest on in person.
Maybe for now. For now I'll just naturally wait for it to just spread.
That's true.
Spreading the good word.
And besides, if you're planning video, it's a good thing you have your YouTube channel ready. Hey, segue to the next topic. Yeah. I was just kind of browsing.
Which I haven't uploaded.
It's fine. You have stuff in there. I mean, if you're gonna do video someday, might as well put something there that will hold all the things, you know.
Maybe like another maybe, I don't know if another channel, maybe like a sub channel or something. I don't
know. You kind of have the way your options though.
Yeah, but I'm still vlogging, so it's just I have to edit them.
Yeah.
I have so many videos that needs to be edited.
Like at some point when you have all this stuff that you need to do, you have to find some way to organize it so that you won't have a headache when doing everything. Mm-hmm. Otherwise you're just gonna get lost in all of it.
It takes time. Even vlogging takes time. So much time.
I've been very hesitant to go into YouTube, even though I like almost all my friends are like doing YouTube. It's like, I'm still hesitating because I'm already doing a lot and it's not easy to maintain all of it at once.
Take it easy lang. One thing at a time.
It's not like my blog pays me to the point that I want to resign, which is still not the case. Let's not do that yet. But you know, when the opportunity comes, I will know when it's really the time.
Of course.
So yeah, you mentioned that you listen to podcasts are mostly in comedy. So what are your favorite podcasts? Is it hard to say because they're all your favorites?
Yeah, they're all my favorite. And they're all, most of them are not from the Philippines.
Oh, of course. I don't, when it comes to, like, especially, I've been listening to podcasts longer than podcasts ever popped up here in this country, like, as a very popular platform.
Oh, I'll ask you a question then. But to answer your question, I'll start with the podcast that I like here in the Philippines. I actually like one. So I like Waking Up with Jim and Sab.
Oh, that Sab. One. Yeah, I fell off. I'll tell you why later, but I fell off. Just go continue.
Okay, but I like watching that. I mean, I like listening to that, but I haven't listened to them for a while. What else? I like the one also with Megan Young.
Okay.
And
I forgot the
what's the name of. Yeah, sorry.
I forgot his.
And then we go with Tiger Belly podcast.
I heard podcast. Of that before. I don't know who said that. I forgot who said that. Someone told. Bad I think friend. It's Isa. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's
Bad
Isa.
Bad Friends podcast and Trash Tuesday podcast. So those are the top three that I listen to. They're actually under one production. So I think. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense if they're if they're all in one family.
Yeah, they're all in they're all mm-hmm. together. Yeah. The same.
Yeah, were you gonna ask me what my favorites are?
yes. No, the first podcast that you listened to. What,
oh right. What oh, the first. Oh boy.
Yeah, the first ever.
When? What year was that? That was so long ago. It was back when I read this publication called The Verge. It's a tech website. You know, passionate about tech, so I read tech websites, and I've been listening to a podcast. It's called it was called The Verge Mobile Show, and it was really focused on mobile phones. Okay. So it was at a time when smartphones were still fairly new in that way, but they're already starting to be this what we know today. But it's still fairly new, and so the vibe was so much different. I think when did I listen to it? Wow, that was so long ago. It was like 2011. Yeah, you could say that. It's like 10 years ago, 9 years ago. Oh, wow. I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, it was that far back. Oh, wow. And it was really interesting that would be one of the first podcasts I would listen to. And yeah, as I went on, I wouldn't be just limited to tech. You know, there's a reason why I listen to tech podcasts, because, you know, passionate about tech, blah, blah, blah. You listen to what you love. But then I listened to an NBA podcast, and I think there was one.
Okay.
I think there was, wait, I'm gonna scroll my podcast app again.
Okay, go. Maybe you'll find it.
So yeah, most of them are tech now. Then I still keep that NBA podcast through multiple iterations because they kept hopping. I think they hopped to another company. That happened. And then it was only like 1 or 2 years ago that I started listening to local podcasts. Wake Up with Jim and Sab was one of them. I fell off. I fell off because they're exclusive to Spotify, and I hate listening to podcasts on Spotify.
Oh. Okay, which app are you most comfortable
listening? So right now I'm using the Overcast app on my iPhone. It's a very light
Overcast,
app.
Overcast,
yeah, it's a very light app. The app itself, then, you know, with all the podcasts I listen to, it reaches like 3 gig of podcasts.
Oh wow!
Yeah, ask me if I've listened to them all or not.
And it can save space. You can save space on your phone, right? Or
yeah, I can save the podcasts on my phone. Yeah. I mean, I don't stream them because sometimes it's a pain to just stream them rather than just like,
so download
it.
You download
Yeah, download through the app. So, because sometimes streaming is a pain. unless you know,
yeah,
you have no choice because you don't have premium or something. I don't know. So yeah, like I don't like the notion of like podcasts that are stuck in a certain app, but I get why Spotify does that. Otherwise, it's like, you know, what gives them the advantage over other apps? But yeah, that's why I fell off listening to like Wake Up with Jim and Sab. Another one was Paano Ba To by Bianca Gonzalez.
I've seen that on Spotify because when you know when you search podcast on Spotify. Like they're the ones that are on top of the charts or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's there. Then I also started listening to Small Talk with Alec Cuenca. I know some of them. Because I interviewed them on my podcast. You go listen to them. Listen to them episodes right now. Yeah. Funny enough, I've had some of the people that I see on my top podcasts in the Philippines. Because they're doing great job with their podcasts. So why not have them on?
What are the topics that they usually talk about?
The Small Talk is more of an inspirational podcast, you know, advice, mental health kind of stuff. It's basically it's basically inspirational podcast. It's a nice listen sometimes. Like you don't wanna, for me, when I hear like motivational and inspirational podcasts, I don't wanna overdo it, because I don't need to over motivate myself because it kind of has this negative effect on it. That's why like I tend to avoid that sometimes. Like, okay, I'm already motivated. I don't need any more motivation.
And then you stop. Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, like, it'll cause an opposite effect rather than like having that intended effect.
Yeah. Not positive. Yeah.
It's like kind of in a way, like for me, I kind of envy people who really need that in a way. But at the same time, I'm grateful that
that they don't need like,
a lot of push. To. Like, because there are a lot of people who need that push, you need that motivation. And, you know, sometimes it's either you're the one who's going to motivate or you're the one who'll be motivated. And, you know. Those kinds of things. So that... I listen to adulting podcasts sometimes, although I sometimes stay away, but not for the same reason. I just I sometimes get too lazy when it comes to adulting, so no. no.
Yeah.
But you know, it's part of life. Like the thing with adulting is it's a part of your life whether you like it or not. It's better that that's there rather than that's not there and you'll get lost in your life and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that one.
I don't know why. I just like listening to comedy.
Like for me
I think because it's like...
For me and comedy, it's like, okay, I'm going to watch this. I want to see the expression on the face. Yeah. So that I can see the body language and see if it's okay, I'm going to laugh at this. I mean, I get the appeal of comedy podcasts as well. You know, when you hear something, it's funny, it's really funny. But I laughed at the... Yeah. I don't... Like, in a way, I kind of don't need the comedy podcast. I laugh at literally the simplest things ever. Like, even if it's like...
that's still comedy, I mean.
I know. But like, I'm...
Yeah.
I'm just that... easy to like I don't need comedy, I don't need like focused comedy for me to laugh. Like it just needs to be a good joke and then like okay go. That's why sometimes, you know, when you're doing a podcast, you might as well just be yourself and then like crack jokes or like if that's your thing.
That's true, just be yourself, because somewhere out there someone will
appreciate you, Char.
appreciate you, or like resonate with you or understand you, and that you're not alone. In your thoughts.
That's true.
Someone out there also is thinking the same thing.
Okay, last question before we go.
Last na.
I as much as I want to make it too long, I don't. Because I don't wanna.
Yeah.
I don't wanna reach an hour. I don't wanna go past an hour. Maybe the cats will complain. Oh my gosh, they're reaching an hour. I thought only the cat hour reaches an hour.
It's fine.
Yeah. So, like, what are you looking forward to when everything is pretty normalized? I'm not saying it's going to be exactly normal, because I don't expect it to be, especially now that we're going to be glued to a lot of screens more than usual. But, yeah, what do you look forward to besides talking to your friends through the podcast? And like, that's like the best for me. I use the podcast as an excuse to talk to people I otherwise wouldn't talk to, you know.
That's true.
I
agree with you.
It's kind of weird when you like just want to talk to someone, but then like, what's your purpose? Like, I just want to talk to you. So instead of that, I just use the podcast, and they're like, okay. Then in some cases, you end up getting new friends out of it for some reason.
Yeah, like, I'm your friend now. Call me your friend too.
It's
nice about podcasting.
But, you know, I just hope it's not like Facebook friend level, because, you know, we throw the word friend loosely around these days, so... I kind of call the shallow kind of friends the Facebook friends.
Oh, because no.
not to offend people, but then like, friends are supposed to be people that you have common interests in, but then yes, you can disagree, but then you're still friends.
Yeah.
I am trying not to devolve into anything political, because this is not that podcast.
Definitely, because I don't know anything about politics here, and I'm not embarrassed to say that.
What are you looking forward to?
Okay,
when everything's pretty normalized.
Wow, that's something, because I haven't even thought about, you know. But okay, here I'll start with maybe the podcast, maybe the cat hour. I'm looking forward to, of course, getting more guests or interviewing more people, and hopefully having the video and produce a whole show. I don't know, but I kind of want to do that. So maybe for the podcast, that will happen. In general, I'm looking forward to... What am I looking forward to?
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of hard, right?
I want to travel, so...
Don't we all? Don't we all at this point?
Yeah, we all want to travel. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to actually doing more videos outdoor, traveling... Maybe so I want to vlog my experiences, outdoor stuff, you know, looking forward to doing more outdoor things, more physical things, physical activities with friends or family. That's one thing I'm looking forward to for sure. So there's that.
Yeah, being more comfy to go out without worrying about everything left and right.
And more podcasts for other people who want to podcast.
Yeah,
and we'll all be friends.
I want everyone who does a podcast, especially here in Cebu, to be friends. I don't want any enemies.
Yeah, it should be fun. Other people.
I should drag Isa of Isa Please to do another podcast again, even though she's like busy with her whole pregnancy thing. So probably not a good idea.
Yeah, but I like her videos on YouTube. I watch her videos.
Yeah, she's awesome. Okay, shout out to Isa again. Like, she's one of my inspirations to start a podcast, actually. Wow. Yeah, because she did it like first. I can't claim to be first. No. She was doing it first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there. Yeah.
Shout out to Isa.
Yes, shout out to Isa. Anyway, yeah, I guess this is it for the episode.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Marianne.
Thank you so much.
For being in this episode. Yes. Go lifers. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, before we go, go plug the podcast.
Yes. At the Cat Hour Pod on Instagram. That's all we have for now, but you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts for now. And yeah, listen, new episodes every Friday.
Yeah. So if you're going to listen to podcasts on Friday, so you're going to listen to her podcast and listen to my podcast. So you listen to the both.
Yes. Yes. We have all the time. I know you guys have all the time. I know you're just staying at home. So why not listen to 2 podcasts in one go?
Yeah.
Sometimes I do that.
I mean, I do that too. But then like, you know, with my day job being all meetings online, it's like, I can't listen to podcasts. Oh, wow. I hate this. Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for having me. And you can always have me back.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah, I'll probably have you back sometime in the future. You'll probably because I have these people called the people I have once a season.
Mm-hmm. What the?
The people I have once a season, like they're most probably on the podcast once a season.
Oh.
Yeah, and cool. So far the only person that has done that is someone from the company Cebu. It's a co-working space
here.
Okay. So, yeah. I have yet to invite that person back for this season. So, I hope to do that before I take my season break again. You know.
Yes. Okay.
I record these early. Thanks. Yeah, good luck to you, too.
And thank you. Yeah. Wow. All support. I can't believe.
Yeah. All the love and support for everyone. Yeah.
Everyone also.
Yeah. Okay, it's my turn to plug. Here we go.
Go.
Podcast updates and behind the scenes are on social media. That's Creator Life Pod, Creator Life POD on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also follow me personally on social media and see me take a picture of myself while listening to the Cat Hour Pod. That's Julian CB. That's JULLIANSIBI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this as much as we had fun recording this episode. Until the next one, enjoy your tech, enjoy your coffee, enjoy life, stay safe. And cinemas are going to come back already? What? Bye! Bye, everyone.
Bye.